So, any more questions, by the way? You have any questions? Yes? No? Really? Okay, don't...
Too many.
Too many? Then just start with one or two, at least.
They're not coming to me. They're just floating around.
All gone?
Just enjoying the state of mind.
Okay, good, good, good. Sometimes like that. Sometimes we have a lot of questions. When we come to the presence of the people who are supposed to answer, we just blank. Right? Most people like that. And that is good also. Also good. That means we are better. We are above the rattle box, not at the chatterbox dimension. We care not what's right, you know, whether it's right, whether it's not. You know, we just enjoy the inner quietness. The experiences come in many different shapes, see? Because we can't just make a list out of it. So we just tell you kind of light and sound and things like that, yeah? But there are many things that you experience in your daily life. Every day is a miracle since initiation. So take care that you notice it, yeah? When the angel comes and goes all the time. Every day is a miracle, yeah? Everything you wish for will come when it's truly good for you and at the appropriate time. You know what I mean? Don't you know that? You do?
Yeah.
Yes? Experience could be that you are more loving than before, right? You are less critical of other people, and you love yourself even more. Not the selfish, just that you know you're okay. You are at ease with yourself, and that's the most difficult stage to achieve. Also, you overcome many of your anxieties, your anger, your frustration. And even if you still do have them, they are minimized to a very small degree, deep down in yourself, even though you want to play the spoiled child, but just deep down you still know, ah, that's nothing. I can handle that. I can put up with that. Is that not so?
Yes. Yeah?
You understand English or not?
Yes?
Yes?
Yeah.
How come you're so quiet?
Huh? Listen.
But when I ask, you don't have to listen. You should talk when you must, and don't when you should shut up. Yeah, you always do the opposite. When I want you to shut up, you talk. When I want you to talk, you shut up. Why? Okay, it comes in many forms. Are you busy? Anyone want to leave? Am I too late? What time is it?
9:00.
Should I go now? Is it time to go? Really? Okay. Well, I still have to take care of my family, but that comes later, okay? Now, it comes in many forms, like you're more loving, yeah? You're more forgiving, you're more intelligent, of course. You're less critical, you're less irritated, you're stronger in mental and physical ability. You're more enduring and you're quicker in action, yeah? But that's not when you're in samadhi, and that's not when you're around me, that I exempt. When you're around me, you're kind of... Most of you don't know what to do. I don't know why. Am I so scary? Huh? No. Then why?
We did love.
What?
We did love you so much, so we forget everything.
That's crazy. Is that true? When you love somebody, you forget everything?
Yeah.
No? It's for you. You deserve it instead of a stone, a tomato, yes. I don't know that kind of crazy love. Don't make excuses, yeah? But actually, it's true, huh? That's what you tell me.
Master mania, I call it.
What does that mean? Okay.
Your energy is so high.
Is that right?
They forget their thoughts.
Oh, really? How come somebody told me yesterday that he felt nothing when he was around me? The very mundane person.
Who was that?
Not the guy who was not initiated. He said he's the most mundane person. He felt he is. And then so he wanted to come to the most holy person to see how he feels. And then he felt nothing. He felt nothing holy about me. So I said, I feel nothing mundane about you either. Oh, what do you want me to do in that case? It's so cute, yes. Yes, some people getting, kind of dizzy, huh? I used to feel like that in the early days, but no more. Now if I see the Buddha, I probably don't know who he is. Yeah? Even if God comes down, I probably just say hello and then goodbye. Yeah? Yes, we become used to everything, just like higher energies or higher light. Some people see like the way you see, they're shaken. Or when they hear the sound, they're like this. No? You know? Oh, you know? Yes. You must notice. Maybe another time when people are initiated, you are already initiated. And when you see some initiated people, you will see them. Or they couldn't control themselves. And even now, sometimes they're initiated about a few months, a few years, they still couldn't stand the energy. Maybe you're too strong. Stronger than light. Well, you should be proud. Huh? You should not ask for feeling. Okay? It's only emotional level. Whatever we feel, even, still physical. We should be above physical feeling, emotional feeling. And that's good for us. And when sometimes you meditate, you see nothing, you see black, then don't be despair. Maybe you're on the fourth level. That's a joke, yeah? Everybody knows that by now, okay? I'm sorry, honey, it's all right. I just take it and then, okay. So there's nothing to worry about, huh? Either you're on the fourth level or you are too strong for the light to make you feel anything, okay? So you should feel proud, huh? Yes, yes. And just sometimes after initiation, some people feel shaken every time they meditate because the light is too strong for them or the light is too blinding, yeah? And then after some time, they get used to it. And they tell me, how come they don't have the same feeling now? They fell down to the first level or something like that. I say, no, you're just used to it. Yeah? And some people practiced many lifetimes before, right? And they got to a certain stage of consciousness already, and they're just reborn again because they have not been liberated last time. Or maybe they didn't want to be liberated for some reason. So when they came back, they're used to it also. There are many occasions, many situations. So it's no big deal. We're not in a business that we stay here and calculate gain or loss, you know, how much I gain when I put out that much, okay? The most important thing in this life, in our practice principle, is loving. Loving others, loving ourselves. Be liberated from all hatred, prejudices, criticizing, attitude, and negative thinking. You know what I mean? And once you're already liberated in this lifetime, you surely go to a higher level. Because these are the negative things, the burden that binds us to this physical world or in the three worlds. If we have none of that, we are liberated while living. That's most important. Not vision or not sound. These are only the food, yeah, for our well-being. And I tell you something also, when you're too sick also, the medicine doesn't have an effect on you. Yeah? Maybe you're too well, the medicine doesn't have an effect on you, you don't feel much. When you're too sick, you're numb. Even though the medicine's there, you don't feel it. And it takes longer time for you to recover. So any situation at all, just go on with your practice, because that's all you get and that's the best thing I could give you. After all the methods, all the paths that I have tried, this is the best thing I have found, so I offer it to you. Free of charge, free of obligation, no demand, nothing. So you try it, yeah? Okay. So, fruit time, huh? Fruit time or what? It's so hard. Can you eat that? Really? Is it good? You eat... What, honey? Oh, yeah? With the... No, no, I don't want to eat it. With the skin better or without? Yeah, either, huh? Okay, so now, anybody want fruit? Okay, thank you very much. I also want some. You agree with me, that's fine. Here. Like beggars. You cannot take it yourself.
We have 3-4 bucks for everybody can get one bag.
One bag?
We have 3-4 bucks.
3-4 bucks. Each one bag.
Right.
And how about this?
Whatever.
Okay. If you don't have any question, I just give you fruit. If you have, you continue asking me. Okay? Here. How many are you today? Over 100?
Over 100.
Yeah, okay. I think we have to buy a house quick. I mean, buy a bigger land. What, honey?
That's expensive.
Yeah? Mancamber, and you say it in microphone, because I don't know the land. You have to tell so everybody knows they can look. Microphone, where is it? You say it on the microphone so people know. I don't know this land.
Montgomery County.
Yeah?
It's less expensive. It's lovely. It's forested.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yes, really. That really is the truth. Harrison
is it far from here?
No, it's about an hour from here. It's where we live.
Oh, is that right? Where you live. That's why. Oh. Is it convenient for everyone?
It doesn't matter. As long as we have 5 to 10 feet, so we go there.
Hmm? She said there's inexpensive, beautiful, big, forest.
But the long
cuts a lot
of money.
Mama money? What is that?
I said the long cuts a lot.
Long what? What did she say? What's that long? What is it?
The long don't cost too much money.
So long, it doesn't cost too much money. I said, don't, I don't know what she's talking about. My God. Okay. That's the most broken English I ever heard. Huh?
You stop me, I can't say it now.
What did I do to you? I don't know. Say anything. I tell you a joke. Yeah, you eat right now, before it's cold. Come. Eat when it's hot. Okay. Moses doesn't need it. He's big enough. Huh? Last night he ate double portion, enough for 2 days. No, each one gets what he gets and don't give it to the neighbor. Okay. Now, I'll tell you a joke. This is not for me, but it's just right for the occasion. There was a guy, he went on the train, right? He went to sit on the train and go somewhere. And then he sat next to a guy, okay? Any guy. I'm sorry, honey. It's a mistake. So he sat next to a guy. And they both read newspapers. Okay, fine. And then about half an hour or 15 minutes later, another guy came up to their wagon and sat next to this guy, and another guy was reading newspaper. And then he asked the man next to him, "You two guys sit like this, right?" And the third one comes and sits like this. My English is not so good, so I have to show it to you like this. So this guy asked this guy, the newcomer asked the newspaper reading guy, "Excuse me, do you know what time it's now?" So the guy did not answer him, you know. The guy did not answer him. And then the man asked again, "Excuse me, what time it is now?" And the man also didn't answer him again. And then that man asked the third time again, and the man also didn't answer him. So this man felt kind of embarrassed, you know, the newcomer. So he left the wagon. He went to the next one, probably to ask what time. So, and then the one that sat next to the person who was being asked all the time, reading newspaper with him all the while, and was very angry with that guy and say, "You are deaf or you're dumb or you are impolite, you're rude. People ask you 3 times and you never answer. Why? What's wrong with you? Huh?" And the guy slowly put down his newspaper and said, I'm afraid he will misunderstand me. he might think I make fun of him.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.